Legible. Illegible. Readable. Unreadable. Unreadable.
Leslie Dill challenges us to read her words.
But first, we must find them. And then we must decipher them. We get tangled in the words, knotted and unyielding. Language is an instrument that both reveals and conceals the perfect paradox. Language is a virus. Words are containers of meaning and meaninglessness, tools of communication, and silent scribbling on a page. Or in this case, the writings on the wall. Words are ephemeral and fragile as human life. Leslie Dill threads her words together like beads on a string or like paper dolls. Threadman, aka Soul Man, is a reincarnation of poetry, a textual mummy, as it were, a jumble of words dangling. Voices emanating from the loose ends which need to be tied up. Bleeding words from 19th century poet Emily Dickinson. Passionate and malevolent. Uptight and out of sight in tight white bodice. Twisted sister of Amherst. Public domain. Leslie Dill seems to be something of a blood sister to Emily Dickinson. As if she were channeling, speaking in tongues. Mother tongue. I felt a cleaving in my mind, as if my brain had split. I tried to match it seam by seam, but could not make them fit. Talking is like a continuous stream of blood. The tangled web of words is like a circulatory system, nourishing, pulsing. Is there an obligation to speak? When I speak in my mind, you know, think and visualize, the voice in my head, the one doing all the talking, seems logical and consistent, infinite and absolute. When I speak out loud, articulating with words, much of the imagined consistency of myself is lost. My words divide, open up, multiply, fall out, and dissolve. And in this flow of words, I at once become a mass of non sequiturs, a crush of parenthetical asides, footnotes, endnotes, cliches, expletives, and nagging questions. In a word, a mouthful. It is only as language is written down that it becomes possible to think about it. When we read printed marks on the page, we immediately begin to hear voices. Dill literally objectifies voice. Using ghostly objects made from fragile and thin materials, Dill addresses the human condition. Its restrictions, its fears, its decay, and its ultimate disappearance. The script is faint, tentative, indecipherable, spoken by an only child, little girl lost, whispering words, first of despair and then euphoria, all in the same breath. Piercing, slicing, stitching, staining, scarring. The skin is forever imprinted but open to endless reinscription. Do you feel that in order to understand the meaning of this piece, you must squint, contort your body, and untangle the linguistic code, sometimes in vain? Is decoding the wire words like picking bug droppings out of pepper?
What are words for when no one listens anymore?